Good afternoon at 12 noon. Rusty, it's 78 degrees. Hope the weather holds for Brat days.
Well, there could be a spotty shower thunderstorm just like the past few days, but otherwise, mostly sunny and highs in the upper 70s.
Well, it's Republicans 2, Democrats 1. That's the score after 3 major decisions today from the state Supreme Court. Republicans got their victories when the court upheld the Act 10 bargaining restrictions for local and state public employee unions and the photo ID requirement for voting. Democrats scored a victory when the justices upheld the 4-year-old domestic partner registry. That gives same-sex couples about 40% of the legal benefits that married couples have. Jury's still out, though, on the voter ID and domestic partner laws since they are connected to federal court rulings in the future. On the Act 10 ruling, the court said collective bargaining for public employees is a benefit, not a fundamental right. Justice Michael Gableman, writing for the 5-2 majority, said collective bargaining is a creation of legislative grace, not a constitutional obligation. Outgoing Assemblyman Dan Lemieux of Cascade says it shows that the legislature and the governor have some common sense ideas to improve state and local governments in Wisconsin through Act 10. And he added,
it's too bad that activist judges keep on trying to stop the improvements we're making in the state of Wisconsin.
The photo ID law came up this morning also during Jerry Bader's show.
That's right. All 4 of the congressional candidates for the 6th House seat Republican primary were on the show this morning for a debate. Assemblyman Dewey Strobel accused State Senator Joe Lipom of holding up a photo ID law when he opposed legislation to fix it.
And, you know, as much as Joe seems to say he's the reason why we almost have voter ID, Joe's the reason why we don't have voter ID right now. Your law would have created a big loophole. And it would basically said anyone can come in on election day and they simply state that they can't afford an ID or the documentation.
And if you missed the debate, it will be posted on our website. Just look for Jerry Bader's blog and podcast.
Yeah, it's up there. And, of course, that court decision still on hold, or that photo ID still on hold because of the federal court decision. So no photo ID coming up in August.
Mm-hmm.
Fire last night extensively damaged a 2-story home in the 1700 block of Erie Avenue in Sheboygan. Firefighters encountered flames and heavy black smoke coming from the second floor when they got there. Battalion Chief Gary Kohlberg said everybody had gotten out safely, but there was one tenant hospitalized for treatment of smoke inhalation. In all, 7 people were displaced by the blaze. Damage estimated at $58,000. Cause remains undetermined.
An investigation underway regarding a death at the Sheboygan County Detention Center. Sheboygan County Sheriff's Captain David Adams said correctional staff found the 49-year-old female who lived in the rural Adel area unresponsive in a cell around 5 a.m. yesterday. Staff and responding Sheboygan Fire Department medics attempted to revive her, but they were unsuccessful. Adams says the Sheboygan Police Department has been requested to lead the investigation into what caused the death. Assistance is being provided by sheriff detectives.
There could be more problems with the healthcare.gov during the next open enrollment period.
Andy Slavitt with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services told lawmakers they've made progress with the site, but
it won't be perfect with serving millions of people. They're certainly difficult situations.
A Government Accountability Office report found the Obama administration failed to properly manage contractors before the website's launch, causing confusion and running up costs. Slavitt says CMS is setting up and testing new technologies and is working hard to have a successful open enrollment. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News Radio.
The first of 6 new houses on the 1,000th block of Erie Avenue in Sheboygan broke ground yesterday. The homes are part of a joint effort between the city, the Gateway Neighborhood Association, and Habitat for Humanity Lakeside to develop the Erie Avenue corridor. City Director of Planning and Development Chad Pelishek said the event is the next step to complete a vision put forward in 2001.
The team is committed to continue to work through the rest of the corridor, and our focus area is really 9th Street to 14th Street. We've developed design standards for the houses, which we're using in the new houses as well as the existing houses.
Now, so far, 7 homes have been demolished on the block, and more will be in the near future to make room for the new houses.
More than 600 employees at the Cargill plant in Milwaukee are going to be out of work by tomorrow. We get more on that story from Eric Griller.
I don't even know what to say about it. I mean, you know, this is how we live.
Monica McCarty is one of the hundreds of workers in Milwaukee that rely on a job at Cargill. She's not sure what will happen next.
I have 4 children at home and rent, bills, and I'm just I don't even know what to do now.
The city was caught off guard as well, with Mayor Barrett claiming that he got a call from Cargill the morning of the day the announcement was made.
For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillert.
Sheboygan's Broad Days gets underway this afternoon at Kiwanis Park and will run through Saturday. It includes a wide array of music, food, and a carnival. Now, one of the highlights of the weekend comes on Saturday morning when the Broad Days Parade in downtown Sheboygan begins at 9 o'clock.
And, of course, the State Fair got underway this morning. Everybody's looking for the cream puffs, most popular food item at the fair. An average of 350,000 of the popular desserts are consumed each year, and according to fair spokesperson, Christy Chuckle, it's a 24/7 operation during the fair's duration.
All through the night, they are prepping for the next day, making the shells, making the cream, so that they can be fresh the next morning. So it's, you know, absolutely have to try at least one when you're here at the fair. They come in 6-packs and 3-packs, and you can purchase them individually.
How about the forecast, Rusty?
A little deja vu from the past few days. Mix of sudden clouds with a chance of a shower, thunderstorm, highs in the upper 70s both today and tomorrow.
Right now it's 78 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh. WHBL News Time now at 12:06.